Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Joanne Black back on the show. Joanne is a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder of No More Cold Calling. She is one of the top authorities in the planet, probably in the galaxy, on referral selling. Her new book is called Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. And boy, howdy, is that true. Joanne Black, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's terrific to talk to you again. Always is.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Joanne. So you threw out you threw the gauntlet down recently in an article titled "How Women in Sales Boost the Bottom Line." So explain yourself, Lucy.
There is research about it, which I'll share a little bit of it. But we've always known that. In fact, when I shared with a lot of men that I was writing about women in sales, I never prompted them. This is what they said. They said that the best salespeople they know are women. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So, of course, I'm a curious person. I asked why. They gave me this whole list of attributes. We ask better questions. We're intuitive. We tap into people's emotions. We take the time to understand the situation, and on and on and on and on. But to the person, every man has said the same thing.
Yes, I agree with those. I've been around women in sales for a long, long time, and decades. And I've worked for women in sales. I've worked with women in sales. I've trained a lot of women in sales. And so I concur with all those things the guy said.
Yes, so there you are. You must be about the 25th or 30th man who said the same thing. And so I had to figure out, well, why is that?
But of
that?
Course, that's not the end of the story. We're gonna tell more about that story. It doesn't end there. But go ahead and finish what you were saying.
So I had to look at why is that, and one of the big reasons is there's brain differences between men and women, which I'm sure all of us know. But there's specific reasons why we are better at sales, and also the research has proven that companies with diverse teams, companies with women in leadership, are more profitable, have better customers, and are more successful. And the brain research is interesting, and I just want to share two major areas.
All right.
Because there's a lot of parts of our brain that impact our behavior. But the first is the corpus callosum, which is this big network of nerves between our right hemisphere and our left hemisphere. Now, I'm not a brain researcher, but what the impact of this difference just amazed me, that women have more connective tissue.
That's correct.
Right? It's thicker
that's
in
correct.
Women. And so what does that mean? It means that we move really easily between our right brain and our left brain, so our feeling side and our thinking
that's
side.
That's an advantage.
Well, our brain's always on, so we see the big picture. You see, we don't have to think about something and then decide
right.
how we feel about
and that's,
it.
And that is an advantage, but it's also there are times when it's a disadvantage.
Well, how's it a disadvantage?
And these are the rest of the story things that I want to point out. Because when I talk about, when I'm going to be adding my rest of the story stuff to Joanne, it's because I care a whole lot about women in the marketplace. You know that. And so I just want them to understand that there are ways to get better. Women are great in sales. Are they better than men? In some ways they are. In some ways they aren't. Men are great in sales. Are they better than women? In some ways they are. In some ways they aren't. And the point that I try to make to both genders is let's identify what you're great at, maximize those things. Let's identify what you're not great at and minimize those.
Well, I don't necessarily think it's that women are worse at certain things and men are worse at certain things. They're nuanced.
Well, I completely think that. But what I'm getting at, though, back to the brain thing, sometimes women have so much connectivity between the brains that they sometimes have a hard time getting to the point, boring in on something and making sure that we're focusing now on the one thing that's the most important. See, a guy will do that. A guy will get to that point quicker than a woman will.
Yes, and that's perfect because that is a perception, and many times it's real, but there is a reason for that.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and discuss this some more, folks. This could get rough and tumble here because I'm telling you, Joanne came. She's got her sleeves rolled up. I love having this kind of conversation with Joanne. Joanne Black, ladies and gentlemen, I need a website quickly, Joanne.
Okay.
Joanne, what's your website?
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
There you go. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.